Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about kid damage.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
yeah.
Your kids are angels.
I've got two of them. Yeah, but they still get in, especially... It's more, I don't know if it's a reflection of me more, but my son used to get into my shoes and they'd be in the boxes.
Get into
my Jordans, my Nikes.
I know, but like, what do you mean get into? He's so not like he's like coloring them in with magic markers.
No, thankfully he's never done that, but he would get them and put them on when he was younger and stomp around. So it would kind of kill me because he's creasing them up, but it would also, it's the best.
He's a child. How can he crease it?
Also, it's the best. So I let it go. That's fine. But he would also just go and rip off the tags on the boxes that like the size tags, you know, the on the box and the price tag, like just all that stuff.
That matters to you?
As a collector, if I'm keeping it in the box.
You keep the box?
I did, yeah. Yeah. I did. Well, because I used to store them in the boxes. All the boxes were just stacked up. It was just like a wall.
Shameless plug, though, real quick. I've seen a picture of it. And
don't need the boxes anymore.
You got California closets to do.
I did,
looks dope.
It's your dream, isn't it? It is my dream, yeah. My wife catches me several times a day just like
standing
there looking at it. She's like, you going to come?
Nope.
Make love to me? I'm like, just a second.
I got to clean off my shoes.
Yeah. But he would rip the tags off, and that would be destroying my collection.
Okay, I want to explain to you what we're doing here. We're doing kid damage, so like tearing the tag off, okay, sure.
It's maybe damage to him.
Got it. But like what inspired me is some dude in Israel went into a museum with rare antiquities and whatnot, and he took his kid. And the kid broke a vase in there.
It was
some sort of jug.
Yeah, that was 3,500 years old.
Yikes.
Anybody want to take a stab at what that would be worth? Because I think the answer is...
priceless?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't. Like, well, we'll just see. Let's get on eBay. See who else has got them. That old of a jug.
I don't know if you just like super glue it.
They normally have like museum wax.
What are you talking about?
It's like a sticky, clear thing that you put on the bottom of things so kids don't come around and pull it off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, they clearly didn't.
Well,
and
yeah.
And you destroyed a 3,500-year-old.
If I were the dad, then you're trying to convince them. You're like, 3,500 years. It had a good run. I mean, how long can you expect a jug to last? You know, I recycle mine every week.
I remember the last time we talked. It's like, I don't know if you guys remember this. It's one of the stories that I just love. Kids like to pretend everything is alive. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
no.
Like they're talking to like the your toilet when you lift it up. It's like rawr, rawr, like the mouth of a toilet.
Some of us still enjoy that.
Okay. Well, there was a kid who was like, oh, it's hungry, and shoved his peanut butter sandwich inside the VCR or the DVD player. Like, and it was like, nom, 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 nom. Oh, no, he's hungry. And then like, I mean, VCRs were like $400 or $500.
Oh, man.
That's the kind of kid. Like, tearing a tag off a Nike box to me.
They were collector's items.
Yeah.
They're not anymore because you've worn them. They're all sweaty.
I know. And now I've gotten rid of all the boxes, so it's all good.
All right. But, so here's the thing. If you've had somewhere north, they ripped the mattress tags off. That's federal.
It is.
It's not because you own it.
It is. Once who's going down for it? You think they're going to take them in? It's
me. Oh, my God. There you are the blame. Screaming at Leo sitting there with a mattress tag in his head. Oh, I'm not going down for this, man. All right. So if your kid has done something damaging, we'd love to hear your kid damage stories. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I saw someone, this one might hurt you. They said, my kid broke a deceased friend's guitar yesterday that I promised to his parents I would take care of. Mm. That's a double hit. That's rough.
Oh, man.
I lent a guitar to a kid one time.
Mm-hmm.
It was my friend who his kid was in a talent show and he's like, can I borrow a guitar? And I was like, sure. So I let him play the guitar. This was at a time, forgive me if you've heard the story, but like, is it a time where guitar players would like hold their guitar in front of them and there was this cool move you could do. You grab the back of the guitar and you like shove it over your shoulder and the whole guitar goes, whoo, it comes back around.
Yeah, yeah. I love
dope
that.
Dope looking move.
It's cool.
You have to buy what are called strap locks that hold the strap onto the guitar to do that move.
Right.
I did not have those on my $2,000 guitar that I lent the kid. So when he went on stage for his talent show at his middle school and did the trick, it was like, and tiny little pieces. He brought back pieces of a $2,000.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
So thanks for bringing up the guitar thing.
I told you it would hit.
Well, smashing, it's kind of another rock and roll move.
The other one I remember, and I think a friend of mine did it, like my son did it a little bit, but not to anything bad. But when your kids, can Leo write his name?
Yeah, definitely.
Where does he write it? Just on constructive things?
Yes, thankfully. Yeah, on paper, because he has a little desk and an easel, and we're very art-focused in our house.
Okay, well, there was a person who, much like you, let their kid go outside all the time, play with sidewalk chalk.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, chalk. Yeah. That's the other thing.
Yeah. You're just like, oh, Leo, writing big letters on there. And then, like, sometimes you wander off to go get some more, like, whatever,
Otter
Pops
or
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then your kid goes, oh, look, here's a rock. And you kind of scratch the pavement and go, oh, that makes a mark, which is not bad. They go, oh, L. And, like, it's just two little things. It's like, what else could I use this rock to write on?
Mm. Yeah.
Mommy's car.
No.
And it was somebody, and I remember distinctly, I think it was Chad, but like his kid, there's that moment where you're really proud because your kid has.
They did it. They wrote their name.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And like, dad. My God. This is Cody right here on the side of the car.
Way to rat him out.
I do think it was Cody. Cody's a little hellion. Do you know Cody?
You've met Cody.
All right, Cody. Anyway, yeah, scratch. And I believe it was a Mercedes-Benz that he was leasing through his company.
Oh, no. Wow.
So then he had to, like, you know.
Oh, gosh.
You fellas ever thought about changing the name of the company? Cody Industries? Anyone? No?
All right, enough about us. We want to hear the damage your kids have done. 303-222-5423.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for kid damage. You know, when your kid just does something really crazy, like rip a tag off a shoebox.
Yeah, a collector's item.
All right. Antonio?
Yai.
Kid damage, what happened?
So my nephew, we were all at my grandparents. I believe it was for around the holidays, for Thanksgiving. And growing up, all of us, our aunts taught us that we would like just burn spiders if you saw them, because black widows
burn spiders.
Wow. Okay.
That seems normal.
And so one day he was playing out in the backyard. We were all in the house. Football game was on, and the TV just shuts off. Well, he saw a spider in the backyard, and he burnt the cable that was under a pile of leaves. So the phone call to the cable company was a lot of fun for me.
So he took the cable service out from the house, and they had to, like, reinstall cable.
Yes, they did. Yep.
He did what he was taught. You can't be mad at him.
Yeah, no, that is not kid damage. That is bad parenting. When we do bad parenting sometime in the next month, you should call and tell the exact same story. Oh, my God.
It was great. So.
Who burns? What? Yeah. Step on them. Flip-flop them.
Especially like there's outside. Like, it's fine. No. They belong there.
No.
Yeah, he's like, home base. This is safety.
Thank you, Antonio. What, you guys are pretty casual about that.
It doesn't. Yeah, did he even get the spider?
I don't know. Rita?
Yai.
Kid damage, what happened?
So we went four-wheeling with some friends, and they brought some of their friends who we've never met before. And my six-year-old decided to throw a big old rock at their brand-new two-week-old Ford Bronco.
That hurts the heart.
How much damage did it do?
So we are still waiting on the quote.
This is fresh!
No!
This is a fresh wound!
Yes! Oh, this is last weekend. This was last Saturday.
Oh my god. Rita.
Still waiting on the quote. That's not good.
We've never met these guys before, and I was mortified. It was great first impression, but you know, We'll definitely take care of them, but I don't think we're going to be friends with them.
We're talking, like, it's thousands of dollars worth of damage.
Probably. It's a two-week-old, brand-new 2024 Bronco. Yeah.
If that was my Bronco, you can't even repair it. Like, I remember when I got my truck and somebody hit it with, like, a shopping cart. I was like, I just wanted to drive it off a cliff. I'm like, it was pristine, and now it's...
It's never the same.
It's not.
You know, once they fix it, yeah, it's not.
It's not the same. It's got a different rattle because of where they took the wheel off to do the paint. Like the kid like in an orphanage then? You had to get rid of the kid, right?
Well, I offered him a down payment. I was like,
okay, yeah, that's not a bad idea.
they didn't. Oddly enough, they didn't want him. They're like, no, that's fine. Just fix the car.
Wow, that's awful. Yeah, thank you, Rita. I mean, Tiak wants a Bronco. There was a lot of pain in that one. George?
Yes.
Kid damage, what happened?
Yai. Sorry. My daughter and I were sparring in Taekwondo, and I told her to get aggressive. So she took a step back, did a number two jump round kick to my jaw, and I couldn't close my jaw for 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. Again, just following directions. Yes.
Oh,
let's see who cleans whose room now.
Oh, wow.
Well, bringing it up.
Did you have to go to the hospital? Obviously, you did, right?
No, I just went home, took some ibuprofen, put ice on my jaw, and sucked it up for 2 to 3 weeks.
You can't just tell everybody your daughter kicked you in the jaw.
You can be proud.
You can.
It's pretty cool.
I'm so proud.
Oh, no. Erica?
Yai.
Kid damage, what happened?
Yeah, so when we were younger, my brother used to do modeling cars, and he had a second story window that faced the street, and he took the screen out and drew his name on the side of the house, like the paneling, in that modeling paint. And then we had like the salesman that used to go around and stuff selling cleaner, and he's like, yeah, I can take that off for you guys.
Then you can't get out of it. We don't need your product. Well,
you clearly need. Thank you. Jim?
Yeah.
Kid damage, what happened to you?
So my son would keep putting quarters in my PlayStation 5, And the first couple of times I got him out, and then, but ultimately he kept doing it and couldn't get the thing to work. So
quarters? Like it's an arcade game?
Just change. Yeah, I kept on putting him in like he was playing video games.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.